Welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass skill in Ableton Live, automating a bass growl tone so it actually moves like a club record, not just a static cool sound loop. Here is the big idea. In DNB, a growl bass is rarely one perfect patch. It's a performance. The notes might stay the same, but the tone evolves in 2-bar, 4-bar, 8-bar phrases. That movement is what keeps the drop exciting and what makes it translate on a big system. And we're going to do it the clean way. Split the bass into two jobs. One track is a stable mono sub that never gets messed with. The other track is the mid-range growl layer where all the automation happens. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar phrase where the growl feels like it's talking and pushing energy forward, without your low end falling apart. Alright, step 1. Set the session up so you can hear the bass in context. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, around 174 BPM. Then make a simple drum loop. Keep it basic. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Add hats on 8ths or 16ths just so there's some roll. This matters more than people think, because if you automate bass tone in solo, you'll almost always overdo it. DNB bass is judged by how it locks to the groove and sits with the snare. Now step 2. Create two MIDI tracks. One called sub, one called growl. Let's build the sub first. Drop operator on the sub track. Keep it simple. Oscillator A only, sine wave. Set the amp envelope so it's tight but not clicky. Attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so notes don't hard stop. Then add EQ 8 after operator and low pass it gently around 120 to 180 Hz. You're basically telling this track, you live down low only. Then add utility and make it mono. If you have bass mono, turn it on. Otherwise set width to 0%. Set the gain so it's solid but not clipping. Teacher note, this is your club anchor. This is the thing the room grabs onto. Do not automate this track's filter, distortion, or stereo. The whole point is that it stays consistent while the mid layer does the dancing. Now the growl track. Drop wave-eatable on it. Choose a harmonically rich wave-eatable to start. Something saw-ish or complex. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount controlled. We're not doing a giant supersaw. We're building a mid-range character layer. Turn on wave-eatable's filter. Use a low-pass style like LP24. Add a touch of drive if it sounds good. Then use envelope 2 to modulate the filter frequency. Keep it beginner-friendly. Fast attack. Medium decay. And set the amount somewhere like plus 20 to plus 40. You're just giving each note a bit of bite so it speaks. At this point the sound might be kind of boring. Good. Because that excitement is about to come from the processing chain and automation, not from a patch that's already doing everything. Now step 3. Build a stock Ableton growl chain, in a specific order, on the growl track. First device. Auto filter. Say to low pass 24. Pick a starting cutoff somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz. Resonance around 10 to 25%. And be careful here. If it starts whistling, you went too far. Add a little drive if you like, maybe 0 to 6 dB. Second device. Saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 8 dB. And important coaching moment. Level match. Saturation gets exciting partly because it gets louder. Don't fall for that. If you add drive, bring the output down so the volume stays roughly the same. Third device. Amp. Yes, amp. It's great on bass mids. Try the rock or bass type. Keep gain moderate, like 10 to 30%. Then use presence for bite. Maybe start around 20 to 40%. Fourth device. EQ 8. High pass the growl around 80 to 120 Hz, because the sub track owns the true low end. If it gets harsh, slightly dip somewhere in the 2 to 5k range. If you want more snarl, a gentle boost in the 700 Hz to 1.5k area can help, but keep it subtle. Tiny moves. A dB or 2 can be plenty. Fifth device, utility. This is your control panel. Set width fairly narrow, like 0 to 50%. Clubs are often effectively mono, and wide growl mids can vanish or phase out. Use utility gain to manage peaks and keep your automation honest. Optional texture. Erosion. If you want a bit of hair, put erosion in noise mode. Frequency around 2 to 6k, amount extremely low, like 0.5 to 3%. If you clearly hear SHHH noise, it's too much. We want rust, not a frying pan. Now step 4. Write a rolling bass pattern. Create a 16-bar MIDI clip on both sub and growl tracks, using the same notes for now. If you're unsure, start with half-bar notes and then add a couple of short 8-note pickups around the snare gaps. And a key DNB habit, leave space around the snare. If your bass is stepping all over beat 2 and 4, your drop will feel smaller, not bigger. Cool. Now we get to the main skill, automation. Step 5. Automate tone macros, not random knobs. A beginner mistake is to automate 5 devices in 10 different ways with no plan. It sounds like chaos. Instead, we'll pick 3 or 4 parameters that behave like performance controls. Here are the main automation targets. Auto filter frequency is your main mouth movement. Saturator drive is intensity. Amp presence is edge and bite. Optional. Wave eatable position for subtle source motion. Now go to arrangement view. Hit tab if you're in session view. Then press A to show automation lanes. Let's start with auto filter frequency automation on the growl track. When you draw automation, you can use draw mode with the B key for step changes, which often feels really right in DNB, or you can draw smooth curves for more liquid movement. Quick coach tip, try to place your automation changes on musical boundaries, quarter notes or eighth notes. When your tone shifts exactly on grid, it sounds designed like it's part of the groove. Now step 6. Use automation shapes that actually work in Club DNB. We're going to cover 3 shapes you can reuse constantly. First shape, the two bar push. This audio version is shortened for playback.